What is up, everybody? You are now listening to KBOO Portland 90.7. You are tuned in to Express Yourself. I'm your host, Jai, and this show features talented spoken word artists, rappers, poets, and singers from around the Portland metropolitan area. On today's show, I'll be talking with Meech about his singing career and about his new EP that's coming out.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. What's up? What's up?
Glad to be here.
Bet.
What's going on?
So let's get to it. How long have you been writing?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd say I started actually writing at nine years old. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, but it was just like a hobby, and it wasn't anything that I did to try to like make a career out of. I just did it for fun, you know? So
Yeah. That's kind of a long time, though.
It is.
And that's early in life, too. A lot of people don't that early.
It is. You know, people don't know. People don't know about it. You know, I got inspired by my dad. My dad did music, and he showed me his music at that age. I was like, oh, shoot, like, I want to rap, too. I want to do that, too. So I started writing a lot, but I just never took it serious. But in school, I always, you know, rapped at the lunch table or freestyled or whatever it was. I just made sure that people knew I had bars or whatever it was. You know, I just did it for fun. It was always fun just having, making people smile, laugh, or go, oh, like, that's crazy, that's tight, you know? So that was from, like, middle school all the way throughout high school. I just kept with it. But I didn't actually start, recording music until, college age. Yeah.
Dang, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So you said that your dad was a rapper back in the day. Do you ever, like, collab with him on songs? Or do you ever, like, rap or?
Yeah. I definitely collab with my dad as far as he gives me good feedback on my songs. So whenever I record a song, freestyle, whatever, like, I'll send it to my dad. And he'll be like, oh, this is tight. Like, oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
But if it's anything, like, you might want to switch this around or tweak this. Just good advice to help the music sound better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely. As far as like an actual collab, you know, we might have to cook something up. You know, get big Meech in the booth.
I just expired something. Hey.
Yeah, you might just cook something up. Yeah.
So how long have you been actually like performing? Okay, so you say you started writing at nine, and so did you like start performing then too, like publicly, or was that like kind of later on when you started like performing?
Yeah. So at nine, I guess. As far as performing, like, I have, like, old home tapes of me, like, rapping on the camcorder.
Mm-hmm.
The raps were so corny. Like, I was 9 years old. But they're weak, but, you know. But as far as, like, performing, I guess I perform for my friends, you know. At the lunch table, recess, in the classroom, you know, my teacher would always like telling me to knock it off. Like I said, that's enough. And I just like, I'm sorry, I can't help that. It's like to rap.
Like, I'm just too nice. I'm too nice with it.
Yeah. So that was it. And then as far as performing, I did a few like a cappella freestyles like in high school at assemblies, prep rally, stuff like that in high school. So, and then in college, not so much. It was more just focused on like sports and whatnot in school. So I didn't really perform a whole lot, but at churches.
So how often do you perform?
I just had a performance last week at this, it was a benefit for this Africa missions trip.
Oh, nice.
So it was basically a concert and a lot of people performed, people came out and basically just came out, had a good time and made contributions if they wanted to. But you know, hopefully with this new music that I'm putting out, this EP that's coming up, I will be able to have some more performances and be able to put myself out there more.
Yeah. So you mentioned an EP coming out.
It's coming out. It's coming out soon. It should be releasing later this month of August. It's a good mix. So it got some slower songs on there, some good content, some hype songs. Just a good overall mix to where you can have it on rotate.
Yeah.
None of the songs are crazy long, so I think what you find is, like, most listeners nowadays, their attention span is getting shorter.
It is short.
So you have to make slaps within a shorter time frame. So that's one thing I'm trying to do is make good quality music, but within that time. So
Yeah,
I'm excited. It's my first EP since
2013.
So, it's going to be. I think I've improved a lot with my music as far as its quality, as far as content, flow, delivery, all that. It's just way better than when I first started recording. So I'm excited to share some music with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. We'll continue our EP talk a little bit later in the show. But as far as like your beats, do you produce your own beats? Do you write them, or do you have people do it for you?
Yeah, so I have a producer. He goes by the name of Sanaj. He lives in Louisiana. And so I know him through a mutual family friend. And he just hit me up and was like, hey, yo, like, I want to make some beats for you. Because he saw that I was doing these weekly, like, freestyle videos on my Instagram. And he's like, I want to send you some beats. And so he started sending me some fire. And then I have another close friend. His name is Dante. And he makes some fire beats as well that he just... You know, we work together, he collabs, he asks me kind of what sound I'm going for, and yeah, it really is a blessing.
Okay, so you go by the name Meech, and so I kind of know what that is, but can you let the listeners know, like, how that name came about?
Yeah, so just coming up with the rap name, so my first name is Demetrius, so if you kind of say it slow, it's Demeech, Demeech, so you hear the Meech within Demetrius, so it's kind of like a short little... piece of my real first name, which is Demetrius, and then Meech Rhodes is the full rap name, my last name Rhodes. So yeah, that's basically it.
Okay, I know I'm like super eager to like listen to like some of your stuff, so let's hop into the first song that you'll be sharing. What's the name of that song and like what kind of inspired it?
Yeah, so the first one is called Can't Stop, and really what inspired this song is that this is one of the first songs that I recorded recently. And really, if you listen to the song, it's a mesh of saying that, you know, this is music is something that I've always wanted to do, something that I've always loved. And regardless of, like, what people say or, like, how I'm feeling, like, I don't need to be doing this. Like, I can't stop doing it because I just can't. Like, there's a purpose behind it. There's a reason that I'm doing music. And so, and then also there's a message within that saying that, like, you can't stop. Like, whatever you're doing, your work, your hobbies, your dreams, your goals, ambitions, or whatever is placed on your heart that you want to pursue, like, you can't stop it. So that's what the song is called, Can't Stop. And so hopefully it motivates people, it inspires people, and it kind of pushes them along the way.
Yeah, that's really dope. Okay, y'all, well, right now you're about to listen to Can't Stop.
Why they wanna doubt me, they must not know much about me. My flow is so astounding, I'm the coldest in the county. God is on my side, I tell the devil, get from around me. Go gorilla on the regular, in the jungle they found me. Why they wanna stop me if they see I'm rocking golly? Keep it 1K every day, oh, I ain't never been a copy. Keep my guard up, my enemies is trying to stop me. I be soaring like I'm Jordan, I'ma punch it if they lie me. Understand that I'ma keep on grinding and shining, working so hard and putting the time in. I cannot give up, that's not an option. I cannot stop, you can see that I'm locked in. I don't even know what you would call this, but I'm rocking like I'm Harden with the offense. I'ma keep on walking and McCollin. They can try to block it, but I'ma shine regardless. Oh, but I don't care about none of that, cause I'm really with it. In the studio with a tux on, I'm really about my business. I feel like Popeye when he went and found it spinning. Give my heart to Jesus Christ, cause he's the reason that I'm living. God, the reason that I'm winning, I got all my sins forgiven. I ain't saying that I'm perfect, I'm just trying to make a difference. In the game, like, whoa, when I be spitting the flames like, whoa. I gotta stay consistent with it, you already know. On a mission with a vision, man, I'm tryna hit these goals. Time is ticking, I'ma get it till it's gone. Ain't no reason for me quitting, I can never sell my soul. I got too much on the line to stop, a lot to drop. My time is now, man, I'm about to pop. Oh,
wow. That's legit all I can say.
Some heat?
Yeah, no, that was legit.
Yeah, thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, that was really dope. Do you typically write first and then add the beat later, or do you listen to the beat and then write the words to it?
I listen to the beat.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I feel like the beat dictates the mood or the emotion of what the song is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just write just to write. And if it goes with the beat, it goes. But, you know, I feel like for me, it's easier just to hear the beat and then be inspired by that.
Yeah. If you are just now tuning in, you're listening to Express Yourself here on KBOO Community Radio. I'm here talking to Portland-based artist Meech about his soon-to-be-released EP and about his journey to rapping.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
As you are already here.
Uh-huh.
Do you write often?
Yeah, I write often, especially now that working on just new music. I feel like I write every week, probably more than ever. I think since the new year started, one of my goals would just be to be consistent with music, whether that's dropping freestyles, new music, writing. And I feel like for the most part, I've been pretty consistent with that goal.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so y'all, so we're going to transition to his next song, which is entitled
Holy Moly.
And what is that about?
Yeah, so Holy Moly is you just listen to it, and at the end of the song, you'll be like, dang, holy moly, dang, there's so many bars in there.
Oh.
You can't be stopped. Yeah, it's a lot of bars in that song. And it's just, it's a hard beat, a lot of hard bars in there. It's just people's jaws be dropped when they finish listening to it because they're in shock. But in all seriousness, it's just a fun song. I'll let y'all spin that.
Yeah. What is it about?
I think for me, I like music that makes me go, wow. Or I like hearing lines to go like, oh, well, shoot. Like, I actually had to think about that versus just people just saying random corny stuff.
No, I feel
like similes, metaphors, different hyperboles, just things that make you mind blowing you.
Yeah.
You know? So hopefully with this song, that's what I tried to do.
And so the song that we just heard, is that one going to be featured on your EP?
Yep.
Yeah? And then this one's another one that's going to be on your EP?
Yep.
All right, y'all. Here it is. Holy Moly.
Look, got the game on lock and I lost the key. Dang. Guess I gotta hang, I'ma call her keeps. How you gonna stop a beast? I'ma ride while I off the leash. I'm off of G, my ammo tough on armory, got all the heat. Ugh. I ain't trying to waste no time.
Nah.
25 and I ain't even hit my prime. In the pain with the rock, all I drop is dimes. I be spilling facts, if you win it, that won't hit my line. I be in the field, you don't need to know my name. How do I be shining main and I don't even own a chain? Got the light of Christ on me and I aim in an open range. By the flow of vein, you don't know the pain that I overcame. Son of God, so why would I lie? In the jungle, gotta be humble and swallow my pride. Lead of other youth, so I follow the wise. The flow cold, so when it snows, it's not a surprise. C4 bars, watch them detonate. Composition clean, I keep it a beam. It resonates, never hesitated. I'm dedicated to tell it straight.
Amen.
Pray and meditate, that's the way that I medicate. Official in the game, so I guess I gotta regulate. Got so many bars in the arsenal, I just delegate. The hardest soul to harvest, I'm reaping is deep and set in faith. Most fluent like Joe Lewis, I'm moving heavyweight. God told me I gotta keep going, I can never break. I level up and elevate, escalate like I'm escalate. And one mixtape, I devastate. The competition featherweight, never replicate. I keep it authentic all 7 days. I got to thinking to myself, is this worth it?
Is it worth it?
What they understand my purpose, what they feel me when they heard us, a swerve it, I'm not so certain. Then it hit me, I don't do this for people, I'm God's servant.
Let's go!
Making moves, I ain't really bout noise.
No. I'm now poised, fresher than an Altoid. Thou should not chase clout, that's not the route, boy. I've been ballin' since Biddy up at the South, boy. Raw on the mic, that's why I ain't lost in my life. Flow cold and sick, and man, I be coughing up ice. Get the stew, burn it up, then I call it a night. Talk to me nice, I'm on cause I'm rockin' with Christ. Never losing my execution as sharp as a knife. The only reason that I'm breathing, I got God on my side. I'm really about this life, on God, it's not a disguise, not a facade. My squad is the hottest alive.
Yeah, that one. I'm definitely saying Holy Moly for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. I really like that. And like you said, like the hyperboles, the similes, and the metaphors, like that just put everything together. You said you're fresher than an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a visual. People can see how fresh that is.
Yeah, I said, I've been balling since Biddy up at the South, boy. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't know, Biddy Ball League at the Salvation Army is a little basketball league for little kids. Yeah. I've been balling since back then, but you know, you got to be a Portland native or just be around to know what that even that is.
Yeah.
So the more you listen to the song, the more like bars will hit you like all of a sudden, because you know, you probably won't catch everything the first time. But yeah.
At one point you said, I'm in the paint and all I'll drop is dimes. Yeah. I feel like that's like another Portland thing too, is like as a kid, like I feel like all of us just ended up playing basketball at some point. And so like that was like our childhood growing up. And I feel like that's like definitely a Portland thing.
Yeah, basketball is a big Portland, it's big in the Portland culture.
It is.
And
it
even
is.
In the urban community in general, basketball is such a big thing. You know, I play basketball, and so I use a lot of basketball lines because I just know more people can relate to it to listen to it. So I try to draw some basketball bars.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that went hard for real. Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed that. Cool. Okay, so now I'm going to put your bars to the test.
Okay.
It's time to freestyle.
Okay, what's up?
Yes, so I have this beat that you sent me that I'm going to play in the background, and you're just going to let it ride.
I'm just going to let it ride.
You're just going to let it ride. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Ball on a regular, ISO on my competitors. God-given abilities, enemies cannot mess with us. Not my profession, but give lessons to the hecklers. I'm just a messenger, but flow smooth like a Tesla. This medicine is heaven sent. Ever since I've been 7, it's evident that I was blessed with it, so I will never quit. Lyrically intelligent, you could tell by my rhetoric. Quick to pull it at any moment, I'm never hesitant. Sharpshooter, my nickname should be Switchblade. Got so many highlights, it can't fit up on no mixtape. I got a big faith, blocking haters like I'm 6'8". See the competition, but to me, it's just a quick plate. You know what time it is. I'm confident and dominant. Prominent from rhyming with diamonds. Find out when dropping it. Check my sinuses because I spit it like I'm kind of sick. God on my side. Who winning? It's kind of common sense. Trying to shine my light to the people. It's really hard to miss it. Even from the farthest distance, you can see me often glisten. The audience will be replenished by the time I finish. Honestly, my opponents can't stop me. Yo, I'm on a mission. Time is ticking. I gotta get it. I'm a top contender. Any shot I shoot is a high percentage. I'm not gonna miss it. I could dish it like Scottie Pippen. I'm about my business. Praise to the Most High on the opposition. God is living, got me feeling optimistic. His body risen. All audience to stop and listen. Not to mention, I'm a team player like Scottie Pippen. Staying in my word, putting work on the opposition. Young Meech got that flow on the K-Boo show. Yep, got my girl Jai chilling with the flows. Gotta do my thing, I'm from the city of the rose. Like I told y'all, spit a cold, got them all frozen. I'm chosen, nope, I'm golden. Gotta do my thing, going fast, never slowing. Gotta do my thing, throw them like Hulk Hogan. Yep, this is how I gotta do it. Gotta spit it fluid, who the smoothest, who the coolest. How I do it, I'm fluent. Flows is drooling. That mean I'm just doing. I'm doing me. I'm doing G. I'm doing things you can't see. Cause I stay on my low key. On a low key tip. I'm so drip. I'm so. Let me get it down. Let me show how I spit it round. I'm just spitting rounds off of the top of the dome. I don't even write it down. I got the nicest sound. Tell the police to quiet down. Cause they all on my back trying to stop me. They see Young Meech. I do my thing. Staying rocky. That mean I shine bling. Gotta do my thing in the middle of the ring with the 215. Yep. That's Muhammad Ali because the flow is great. Sting like a butterfly. Oops, I mean a butterfly. Oops, I'm the other guy. I don't like the trouble. Why? Let me say how I do it. I got the bubble. Why? Smooth as butter, smooth as yogurt. I got my thing. Got them frozen like an ogre. I'm like Shrek, I am a beast. Got my own lot, my own, but I don't know donkeys on me, cause I be stinting on my throne. Sorry if I messed up, but I don't really got no clones. I stay true to me and I just stay up in my zone. Stay up in my zone, man, I don't like no clones. Let me tell you how I do it, about to take the throne. Like I said, 503 my city, where I be from. Yep, I'm in their head like a bee stung, bee sting. Oop, I mean things, I don't mean to say, popping out like 3D. I make it look easy. A lot of these suckers wanna be me, but they can't be me, cause it's only one me. It's one me, yep. Better bungee tuck, bungee jump over these beats, cause I'm that high, that fly. I'm that guy that you wish you was. I'm just playing cause the flow, yep, I got it, yep. Like I have to say, K-Boo all day, what you wanna say? What you trying to play? Nope, I don't play no games. Like I got a bye week, you don't wanna try me. I got all my flow and I gotta keep it icy. A lot of people don't like me, why? I don't know why, maybe cause my flow is way, way ahead of them. They can't mess with him, cause I do it on a regular. No competitors, cause I do this so fresh. Staying on my team, don't put me into the test. I got bar for days and my car just sways in lanes. Do my thing, I don't even like to change. I don't gang bang, but I'm covered by the blood. You know what that means, yep, you know what it was. I'm from the city of the town that is great. I ball like I'm Dane, staying in the game. I don't like change, I just like big range. I got the big range, swerving in the lot. I'm just playing, then the beat stopped. A little freestyle right there.
Whoa, that was a cool 4 minutes.
Okay, see?
Off the dome. Like, that was, y'all, I cannot make this up. He wasn't looking at anything. That was, like, all him.
No pad, no pen.
No rehearsal. This was mm-mm. It.
No, nope. She put me on the spot.
You came through. You came through, for real. Mr. Got That Flow. He was ready to go. He wasn't playing games, y'all. Nah. He wasn't playing games. As you said, you ain't here to play games.
Nope. We here.
Y'all. It was like, that was good. That was really good.
I appreciate it.
Obviously, I'm speechless. I have nothing to say.
Hey.
That was dope, though.
You know, I appreciate it.
Yes. Dang. That was Meech Rose freestyling off the dome, y'all. Right here on Express Yourself. So let's talk more about your EP. So it releases soon. You said at the end of August, right?
Yep, the end of August. It'll be dropping.
You dropping. And so where can listeners find that EP?
Pretty much on anything that they like listening to, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple Music, Pandora, SoundCloud, all that. It'll be mm-hmm. on all those platforms. So, yeah, try to make it as accessible as possible. Mm-hmm. I know everybody likes to use their music differently. Some like YouTube, it'll be on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what, like, inspired you to write this EP?
I think the big thing was that I just needed to reinvent myself mm-hmm. as an artist. My first EP I dropped was back in 2013. And it was good, but I just feel like I've grown so much since mm-hmm. then that I want to release music that I'm proud of, that people can relate to, and that people can listen to and feel inspired to. So that's the goal of this. A lot of people from the town like know me. They know like freestyle and rap for fun and stuff. But as an artist, they're not as familiar with my actual work. So that's what the goal of this EP is, to kind of wake people up, getting familiar with what I do, then kind of get them ready for the big album that's coming a little bit later, 2020. So
yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought up the album.
Yeah.
And so you said it's coming out in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners can be looking out for that.
Yeah.
And that's also going to be on like all platforms.
All platforms.
Things
yeah.
like that. And so this album, is it going to be all the songs from the EP and then some extra ones, or kind of a mix, or?
There might be one song from the EP that's on there. I'm not sure. But for the most part, it'll be all new music, all new beats. The name of the album is going to be called The Truth Campaign. And it really is just to let people know that everything that I say in my music is the truth.
Mm.
It's my truth. It's what I actually live, what I've actually experienced, things that I actually do. A lot more thought, a lot more idea, concept for that album versus the EP is just some songs that are just kind of Let This Hold You Over into the album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah. So is the EP, like, are those songs, like, is it a theme or are they just kind of like more random songs?
More random. It's more random. Mm-hmm. Just showing people my different styles. So you listen mm-hmm. to Can't Stop. That was me kind of singing melodic a little bit. And mm-hmm. then you heard Holy Moly, which was just me just straight up rapping.
Yeah.
So it was just showing people my different styles that I have and what I can do. Mm-hmm. So that when they expect the album, they can know they can expect maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But you know, I can pretty much do any style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's dope. That's
yeah, so I'm excited. Good. I'm excited for the EP. I hope it reaches as many ears as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mm-hmm. hoping that when they listen to it, they can feel good. They can feel good about themselves. Yeah. They don't feel degraded. They don't feel like they're not, their worth isn't up here, you know, because as far as like being a low-key underground rapper right now, that's my goal. It's just to uplift people, make them feel good, make them feel inspired, help them get through things. And
Well, as we wrap up, do you have a performance coming up anytime soon that people can see you live?
No, not yet. We'll have some things in the works, especially when the EP, we'll probably have an EP release listening party.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be some details of that about that coming up soon. But I probably will perform pretty much every song that's on there. And then from there, hopefully the more I put my music out there, more mm-hmm. opportunities will come and people will become more familiar about what I'm doing.
That's cool. Well, I know I'll be looking out for the EP and then the album for sure. Huge fan.
Appreciate it.
Well, y'all, we are all out of time for today's show. Thank you so much, Meech, for coming and for sharing.
Of course. Thank you for having me. This is a dope show ran by a super dope host, so y'all keep listening to the show.
I appreciate it.
It's gonna be more fire, more heat. You know, I'm just one of many great artists that are gonna be on here, so I'm just thankful for the opportunity. And yeah, hope y'all have a great day.
For sure. Appreciate it. If you were unable to tune in at the beginning of this interview, I just want to let everyone know that this episode was pre-recorded. Meech's EP entitled Hit'em, that is HITM, was released back at the end of August. You can find his EP on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, Pandora, and pretty much any other place where you like to listen to music. You can support Meech by following him on Instagram at Meech Rhodes, that is MEECHRHODES. To hear this interview again, all you have to do is go to KBOO's website at kboo.fm/expressyourself, or you can search for Express Yourself on Google Play and iTunes.